This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here is a sure recipe for upsetting the financial markets. Start with street protests, mix in riot police, and throw in a few Molotov cocktails at the end. Markets in the U.S., Europe, and Asia all tumbled today, shaken by more anti-austerity protests in the Eurozone. Today, Greek police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Athens. Yesterday in Madrid, it was Spanish anti-riot police firing rubber bullets at protesters trying to circle the parliament. All this after months of relative calm and recent optimism that Europe's debt crisis was in hand, which is why we have to ask,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Today, we're putting that question to our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's going on here?
Well, Sarah, it was only this summer that Europe's central bank unveiled its master plan to save the euro. The Germans ratified a new bailout fund, and investors roared with approval. But now, on the streets of Athens and Madrid, the people on the receiving end are making their voices heard. There's rioting in Spain and a 24-hour general strike in Greece. Help for these countries will only come with unpopular strings attached. Another dose of austerity, another fall in living standards. Even the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Athens, Konstantinos Mikalos, says he sympathises with the strikers and protesters.
It's a question of whether we can live, or a large portion of the Greek population can live, with a salary which is near the European Union poverty line.
And so today, investors took fright. Sony Kapoor is with the Redefine think tank. Here's what he told me.
The social fabric is rupturing across all the peripheral countries. It poses perhaps the single biggest challenge to bringing the euro crisis under control.
But Holger Schmieding, who's with the German bank Berenberg, just doesn't buy that.
Over the last 2 years, a lot of protests in various European places, and none of these protests has so far managed to change the overall course of policies.
Now, even he concedes that a brief but glorious summer of optimism could be morphing into a winter of discontent.